You're listening to SBS News.
On New Year's Eve, Jack Egan watched his Rosedale home go up in flames. He says there was little he could do to defend his New South Wales South Coast property against what many described as a ferocious firestorm.
It was shocking in its ferocity, and it came 6 hours earlier than expected. The fire destroyed everything except my car there and the Climate Action Now sign on top of it.
Since the Black Summer bushfires, Mr. Regan has teamed up with other survivors to demand stronger action on climate change. Among them is Fiona Lee from Bowburn in northern New South Wales, who says the devastation suffered by her community will forever be etched in her memory.
I mean, it's hard to recall. It was quiet and smouldering and unrecognisable, and obviously really hard.
Ms. Lee says she's hopeful the findings from the Bushfires Royal Commission, which draws a clear link between climate change and the intensity of natural disasters, will help prevent others from going through the anguish she did.
It is, most definitely pleasing that the report unequivocally acknowledges that climate change was a driving factor for the recent bushfire crisis. That point's made really clear, and also the point that we've entered a really new era of risk and danger for bushfires that's only going to get worse, in the coming decades.
Amid warnings, natural disasters will become more complex, intense and unpredictable over time. The Commission made 80 recommendations, including an improved national response. Greg Mullins is a former New South Wales Fire Commissioner and says it's only a matter of time before the fierce fires return.
The science is very clear and very simple. We must coordinate our resources far better than we have in the past. Frankly, the federal response to the bushfires up until Christmas was a debacle. It was very difficult to get anybody to listen about what was happening, and there was insufficient funding flowing out to the states and territories.
The report includes calls for the Prime Minister to be given the power to declare a state of national emergency and for Australia to develop its own aerial firefighting fleet along with consistent fire danger ratings across the country. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says there are also key findings around land management and hazard reduction targets.
But more importantly, I think it also brings into light the role that First Australians can play. And I've said this when this disaster first hit us back at the start of the year, is that our First Australians have a significant role to play in educating us and working with the new science to make sure that we can prepare better for particular bushfires in the future.
Last summer's bushfires killed 33 people and burned through 10 million hectares across several states. Sydney University ecologist Matthew Crowther says it's vital state and federal authorities collect and manage information about wildlife and threatened species.
So looking into millions and millions of animals dead or displaced, and it's not just the fires themselves that kills them, it's what happens afterwards. They don't have the cover, they don't have the food. We've really got to look at, are these species still there with effective monitoring programs, and how are they going to respond in the couple of years that we have now?
The government says it accepts all the recommendations and will meet State Emergency Service Ministers next week. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.